Hello, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Pauline.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. My name is Peter. Happy Saturday, everyone. This is a time we can come together and review all those fun things from the week.
That's right, Peter. How are you feeling today? Did you sleep well last night? Are you well rested?
Well, yes, I slept in today, so I am feeling great. Why do you ask?
Because we talked this week about getting a good night's sleep. Remember?
Oh, right. Getting a good night's sleep is important for your health. And, of course, it's also easier to learn if you aren't tired. So, friends, we hope you are all well rested today.
Weekends are a good time to sleep in and relax after a busy week. We learned a lot on our show this week, so today we can relax and review.
That sounds good to me. Pauline, do you remember all of the topics that we studied this week?
Ooh, let me see. Well, of course, we had the lesson on sleep. That was our health article. We also had a mystery, and we had our travel article, too.
Hey, good job. You remembered them all. Friends, we can watch them together again now, and then afterwards we will ask you some questions. So pay attention. Let's get going.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about sleep. Please help me welcome my guest, Dr. Doze. Hello, Dr. Doze. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob. Do you sleep well at night?
I usually do, but some of our listeners do not. Can you give us some advice?
Yes. Go to bed at the same time every night. Don't stay up late.
That's not easy.
I know, but a good rest is important.
Can you give us more sleep advice?
Yes. Don't check your phone or computer right before bed. Put them away 30 minutes before you sleep.
Why is that?
Because the light from the screens can keep you awake.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Also, keep your room dark, cool, and quiet. That helps you sleep.
I'm so tired today, James.
Why, Tina? Didn't you sleep well last night?
No, I didn't go to bed until after midnight. I was reading Facebook messages. Then I couldn't sleep.
The light from screens can keep you awake.
It can?
Yes. Put your phone or computer away 30 minutes before bed. Then read a book or something to relax.
Oh. Do you sleep well at night, James?
Pretty well. I get sleepy around 11, so I go to bed, and I fall asleep quickly. What about you?
Some nights I stay up really late. Other nights I go to bed early.
Is your bedroom comfortable?
Oh, yes. When I finally go to bed, I usually sleep pretty well.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about travel. And we have one of my old friends here, Trina Travel. Welcome to the program, Trina. What should we talk about today?
Let's talk about hiking.
Great. I love hiking in the mountains.
Me too. I'm going hiking in Hong Kong next week. I will hike the Dragon's Back Trail.
Really? When I think of Hong Kong, I don't think of hiking.
Most people don't. They think of shopping.
Are there many hiking trails in Hong Kong?
Oh, yes. There are about 300 kilometers of them. The Dragon's Back is one of the most popular.
Tell me about it.
Well, when you start, you walk through bamboo. You can hear birds singing. It's quite relaxing.
Is it a long hike?
No, you can do it in about half a day. Hong Kong is a famous big city. It has many tall buildings and busy people. People often don't know that Hong Kong also has great hiking, but it does. Open spaces such as forests, mountains, beaches, and wetlands cover about 73% of Hong Kong's area. Parks protect about 40% of this land. Many hiking trails go through these open spaces, and people use them a lot. One of the most popular trails is the Dragon's Back Trail. It is part of the longer Hong Kong Trail. It's good for beginners because it is not too difficult. It follows a ridge that is shaped like the back of a Chinese dragon. That is how it got its name. From the trail, hikers get beautiful views of the coast and islands. Maklahos Trail is 100 kilometers long. It's Hong Kong's longest trail. Some people hike the whole trail, while others just enjoy part of it. The trail has 10 sections that are from 5 to 16 kilometers long. The trail goes across the new territories. It starts by the beautiful eastern beaches and then climbs into steep mountains. The scenery along the whole trail is amazing.
One day, a lady calls me. She is upset. She can't find her ring.
Mr. E, my ring is missing,
she says.
It was on the counter in my kitchen. Now it isn't there.
I go over to her house. I look around the kitchen. I do not see a ring. It isn't on the counter. It isn't on the floor either.
Where was your ring?
I ask.
Right here.
She answers and points to the counter.
Tell me about your ring,
I say.
What does it look like?
It is gold. It has a diamond in it. It's very shiny,
she says.
Is it a big ring?
I ask.
No, it's a small ring,
she says. I look around the kitchen again. Then I hear something. I walk through an open door into another room. There is a green bird. It is walking around on top of its cage.
Can your bird fly?
I ask.
Oh, yes,
she says.
He flies all around the house. Isn't he cute?
I look in the bird's cage.
I see your ring,
I say.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
I am ready for any questions, Peter. I have my notes, and friends, you can answer with us.
Okay. So what sleep advice did Dr. Doze give Rob on his show this week?
Okay. Dr. Doze said, go to bed at the same time every night and don't stay up late.
Anything else?
Oh, and put away your phone or computer 30 minutes before going to bed. That's the hard part.
Well, Rob also had another guest on his show this week, Trina Travel. She came and talked about Hong Kong. What can you do in Hong Kong, Pauline?
Shop, of course.
Well, okay, that's true. But you can do more than just that. We learned something else that you can do in Hong Kong. Here's a hint. The name of our lesson was Walking on a Dragon.
Oh, right. You can fight dragons. Just kidding. I remember now, we learned that there is a lot of great hiking in Hong Kong.
Yes. One of the hiking trails is called Dragon's Back Trail. It follows a ridge that is shaped like the back of a Chinese dragon.
Okay, my turn to ask some questions. Friday was our mystery show. What was the mystery?
Oh, a valuable ring was missing.
That's right. A woman was in her house. She put her ring on the kitchen counter. Then suddenly, the ring was gone. Who stole the ring, Peter?
It was a bird. The woman has a pet bird. It flies around the house. It must have liked the shiny ring.
That's right. Peter, do you think the bird will have to go to jail for stealing?
I don't think so, Pauline. Besides, this woman loves her bird too much. She thinks that it is really cute. But maybe the woman will put the bird back in his cage. I guess, come to think of it, that's kind of like a jail for birds.
Oh, I guess so. Okay, friends, we are enjoying reviewing with you, but it's time to take a quick break, review some of the English words we learned this week, and then we'll be right back to learn some more and review some more together, right after this.
Let's talk in English, 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. This week we had some interesting lessons and learned some great new words. Let's play a game to review some of the words. I'll act out a word and you guess it, okay?
Okay, great. Easy, that's sing.
Yes, when you hike Dragon's Back Trail, you can hear birds singing. Okay, here's another.
Tired. Wait, sleepy.
Yes, sleepy. In our health article, we learned that sleepy is another word for tired. Okay, last one. But this one is two words. Ready?
Ring. Wait, two words. A ring.
That doesn't count. A isn't a key word, Peter.
Wedding ring.
No, remember diamond. Diamond is a key word this week. This is a diamond ring. Okay, let's just go to our features and then we'll review some more.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File, and I'm Jack. I'm very tired today. I did not sleep well last night. I went to bed too late, and then I could not go to sleep, so it was hard to get up this morning. Everyone needs a good night's sleep. If you don't get one, the next day isn't very good. So, how do you sleep well? Everyone needs a good night's sleep. Healthy adults need at least 7 hours of sleep each night. Teenagers need more. They should get about 9 hours of sleep a night. So, how do you sleep well? First, sleep on a schedule. Go to bed at the same time every day. Limit the difference in your sleep schedule to only 1 hour on weekdays and weekends. If you don't fall asleep in 20 minutes after going to bed, get up and do something relaxing. Read or listen to soft music. Do not turn on your computer or look at your phone. The light from those things can keep you awake. Also, think about what you eat. Don't go to bed hungry or after a big meal. You will not be able to sleep. Also, think about your bedroom. make sure it is cool, dark, and quiet. Then do something to make you calm. Take a bath or do something else relaxing. Regular exercise can also help you sleep well. Get 1 hour of exercise every day. But don't do it too close to bedtime. And try to take care of your worries before bedtime. Write down what is bothering you and then leave it for tomorrow.
Okay, I have a plan to sleep better tonight. Yesterday, I drank too much coffee for dinner. That did not help me sleep. Also, I won't use my computer right before I go to bed. That may also keep me awake. I will read a book and then turn off the light and go to sleep. I hope I can sleep well tonight. That's all for today. See you next time on Jack's File. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about Hong Kong, and here to answer our question is Ms. Ara Plain.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Ara. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Ara, I have a question here from Hannah Vargas of Las Vegas, Nevada. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Hannah writes, I will be traveling to Hong Kong in a few weeks. Can you tell me some interesting facts about that city?
Of course. I am a flight attendant, so I travel to many places around the world, and Hong Kong is one of my favorites.
Why do you love Hong Kong so much?
It is a city that is full of culture and activity.
Tell us a little bit more about Hong Kong.
Hong Kong is a busy city. There are two main languages spoken in Hong Kong, Cantonese and English.
Cantonese is a type of Chinese.
Yes. Also, people drive on the left side of the road in Hong Kong.
Really? Well, I won't drive there. What is Hong Kong famous for?
Hong Kong is famous for its skyscrapers.
Skyscrapers are tall buildings, right?
That's right. Hong Kong has more skyscrapers than any other city in the world.
How many does it have?
Hong Kong has over 300 buildings that are over 150 meters tall.
That's amazing.
Hong Kong also has really delicious food. If you go to Hong Kong, you must try dim sum.
I love dim sum. Dim sum means snack, right?
Yes. Dim sum food is served in small sizes. People order many different dishes and share.
That means we can eat a lot of different kinds of food in one meal.
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Era. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Oh, no. She's coming. What a peaceful day in the park. Huh? Who forgot their bag?
Stop! Put your hands in the air. You're under arrest.
What? No. You don't understand. I came to the park to relax and to think about super sentences.
We know you're the thief. Huh? Police are all over the city looking for a man wearing red clothes and a black mask. And you have the bag with the stolen money.
No. This bag is not mine. It was on the bench in the park before I got here.
Sir.
Yes. Officer, I just used a super sentence.
Oh, what?
Today's super sentence is, it was on the something in the somewhere. I was using it to describe where I found this bag. You see, I didn't steal it.
No. This bag was on the counter in the bank before you stole it.
This bag was on
you
the counter.
You just used a super sentence too.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. That was a super sentence. Great job. Wait. You look just like me.
Nice outfit, man.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on a second. You're the thief.
Both of you. Put your hands up. You're under arrest.
Oh.
I have two suspects here. I need immediate backup.
Super sentence, man. I guess I was so excited about today's super sentence that I got caught.
Mm.
But learning this new sentence is better than the stuff I stole.
You're both coming back with me. Any last words?
Well, of course. A super sentence every day will make your English great. You can work on it. Come on.
Those features are great. It is a fun way to learn our English. Saturdays are great for practicing and reviewing together.
Yes, we always enjoy answering questions with you. And you can always come here on Saturdays to review the week's lesson with us.
So, what was your favorite show this week, Pauline?
You know the answer, Peter. The mystery, of course. I always love the mystery. Although, I also really like our travel shows. That hike in Hong Kong sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, we'll have more interesting lessons next week. And we'll see you then, right here on...